Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Highs level off around 86 today under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for storms. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 67, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 83. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. President Donald Trump approves a federal disaster declaration for Kansas. It's for the severe storms that hit back in May. This allows the government and certain nonprofits to apply for public assistance funds. A Topeka man accused of kidnapping a child is now facing murder charges. Christopher Barnshaw is now charged with the two counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of Sean Thornton and Ashley Brown. And Senator Jerry Moran introduces a bipartisan bill to use passenger fees to strengthen aviation safety. The bill would allocate $500 million each year to check bag explosive detection systems and set aside $250 million for checkpoint improvements. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
After weeks of debate, the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill got approval from the House and Senate and was signed into law by President Trump July 4th. Farm Bureau's Emily Buckman says Farm Bureau member engagement was critical in getting the legislation passed.
They described the current agricultural economy, the toll of extreme weather events, and the ongoing challenges of keeping farms in the family. First-hand accounts remind lawmakers just how important it is that there was support for farm and ranch families in this legislation.
But Buckman says there are other priorities Farm Bureau will work on before the current Farm Bill extension expires,
including a conservation reserve program, USDA broadband program, and we're also looking to find a fix for Proposition 12.
For more information, go to fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to the United States Attorney's Office, a Georgia man who hosts a hunting show has been banned for life from hunting or fishing in Kansas after illegally killing two deer. 35-year-old Matt Jennings pled guilty to two federal charges after shooting antlered deer in Kansas in 2022 and then using illegal tags, and he later featured the hunts on his show, The Game. In one case, Jennings shot a deer near Florence using a tag that wasn't valid for that area. He then drove to Oklahoma and falsely registered the kill there. A week later, he killed another antlered deer near Waukini, violating Kansas law, which only allows one per season. Jennings was sentenced to 5 years of probation, ordered to pay $15,000 in restitution and a $10,000 fine, and to give up the antlers. During his probation, he's also barred from hunting, fishing, or guiding in eight other states, including Oklahoma, Missouri, and Colorado. The case was investigated by state and federal wildlife officials and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Wichita. A Hays man was arrested on multiple charges alleging his involvement in the rape of a teen victim younger than 18. According to court records, 25-year-old Adam Joel Klossmeyer engaged in alleged sexual activity on or about July 13th with a girl who is younger than 18. Court records indicate the victim was intoxicated and vomiting, and the court records also allege Klossmeyer intended to distribute the act online. According to district court records, Klossmeyer was arrested on July 13th on charges of alleged rape, sexual exploitation of a child, aggravated human trafficking, aggravated intent to trade in child pornography, and furnishing alcohol to a minor. Klossmeyer is in the Ellis County Jail with a bond set at $500,000, and his bond hearing is set for today. According to the Kansas Department of Revenue, a local chain of Mexican restaurants will be reopening after they paid their tax debt with the state of Kansas. On July 8th, the Kansas Department of Revenue seized assets from San Juan Mexican Restaurant Incorporated with locations in Russell, Scott, Thomas, Phillips, Rooks, and Pawnee counties. The taxes owed include $238,449.93 in sales tax, $16,490.74 in liquor drink tax, and $46,090.62 in income tax. On Wednesday, a Department of Revenue spokesman said the restaurant chain had paid its tax obligations and would be allowed to reopen. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers who are searching for available talent to take part in the upcoming Hire a Veteran Day virtual job fair. It's being hosted by Kansas Works from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, July 25th, and this job fair is open to all job seekers, but primarily it's aimed at veterans preparing to transition to civilian careers. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said military veterans don't just get the job done, they lead with purpose and strive for greatness in all things they do. And their leadership, discipline, and diverse skill sets make them invaluable to the workforce. He said he encourages any transitioning service members who are exploring their next chapter to attend and connect with Kansas's outstanding employers. Kansas Works is hosting this special event to connect veterans with employers who recognize the value of military experience, as participating employers understand military skill sets and are actively seeking to hire those who have served. The virtual job fair format allows anyone searching for a position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as they might be asked to engage in an interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. And to register, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news, according to court documents, 39-year-old Alicia Nunn of Omaha was taken to the Lancaster County Jail on suspicion of felony shoplifting in a series of thefts earlier this year at Menards in North Lincoln. On May 20th, the manager at Menards near North 27th Street and Cornhusker Highway noticed that a generator was missing, and while reviewing security video, the manager and the store security team discovered that Nunn and two other women were involved in a series of thefts that began on May 3rd. In six thefts, the group stole over $5,500 worth of products, including generators, power tools, and landscaping tools. And investigators noted that Nunn and the two other women had been involved in similar thefts in Omaha, Bellevue, and Ralston. Hours after the thefts were discovered, Nunn and another woman entered the store's garden center, where they had loaded a power generator onto a cart and went to grab a leaf blower in another aisle. When they returned to the cart, a staff member had noticed the women and called the store's general manager. The women abandoned the items and purchased a bottle of washer fluid before leaving the store in a Dodge Charger with no plates. A Lancaster County judge signed a warrant for Nunn's arrest on June 16th, and she was booked in the Lancaster County Jail nearly a month later. In response to declining water levels at Harlan County Lake, officials have announced the closure of a popular boat ramp. In a press release on Monday, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Methodist Cove boat ramp will temporarily close to ensure public safety because, as of Monday, the lake elevation stands at 1,937.40 feet, which is down from last week's 1,938.3 feet. So with water levels continuing to drop, officials said the ramp is no longer safe to use. Officials said they understand this may be disappointing news to their lake visitors. Their top priority is ensuring safe recreational access, and they're closely monitoring conditions to determine when it will be safe to reopen. Temporary closure signs have been placed at the boat ramp entrance, and at this time, there's no set timeline for reopening the boat ramp. Updates regarding the boat ramp, low water ramp alternatives, and irrigation releases will be posted on the Harlan County Lake Facebook page. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on July 7th, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, and County Clerk Craig Renner, along with others to present business or observe. In the weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, and fund balances were distributed to the commissioners. John Mapes and Anna Graham presented the budget as calculated for each department. John then instructed the commission about the revenue neutral hearing date of August 25th, where the commission will have to vote on a resolution to exceed the revenue neutral, have a hearing, and then open a regular meeting. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the minutes of the June 30th commissioners meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Commissioner Beidler moved to pay the vouchers and payroll. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Undersheriff Adam Wallmeyer joined the meeting, and he reported on the deputy's car that hit a deer with a damage assessment of nearly $4,000, and it appears that when the vehicle was purchased, it was not added to the county's policy, so Clerk Renner will research that. The road and bridge supervisor joined the meeting, and he reported on the candidates for the shop mechanic and supervisor position. And Jim Goss joined the meeting, with Terry introducing Jim to the commission, and they held a brief visit. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, Clerk Renner, and Supervisor Laughlin, the commission came out of the executive session with no action taken. Ernie Sheets joined the meeting, and Ernie informed the commission that he was interested in the supervisor's job, and an offer of employment was made, and Ernie then informed the commission that he would like to think about it. Commissioner Thompson moved to pay the vouchers and payroll. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried, and Commissioner Thompson then moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 12:15 p.m. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on July 14th, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, and County Clerk Craig Renner, along with others to present business or observe. And the weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, and fund balances were distributed to the commissioners. Drew Kaysen, the Norton Chamber Director, was in to clarify that the invoice that was paid in the spring was the Norton Development annual dues and not the county's. She then presented the commission with the different levels of membership options, and Commissioner Beidler moved that the County of Norton join as a silver member. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Solid Waste Supervisor Ted White joined the meeting and informed the commission that he is down to 4 months of Top Coat supply. Top Coat is a product that is used to be sprayed over the trash on a daily basis to make it adhere to the waste pile to meet state regulations, and it takes 2 months for the product to be delivered. Ted reminded the commission that historically, the landfill orders a 2-year supply and takes the expense from the Solid Waste Capital Outlay Fund. Commissioner Thompson moved that the Solid Waste Department purchase a semi-load of the Top Coat product at a cost of $20,625 and that the funds be taken from the Solid Waste Capital Outlay Fund. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Ted also reported on the progress of the skid steer bids, and he said he's advertising to replace Mike Vincent's position as Mike is retiring on July 31st. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the minutes of July 7th, commissioners' meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Undersheriff Adam Wallmeyer joined the meeting, and he reported that the dispatch position has been filled, and the cost of the new sheriff's car is official, which the cost of the car was $44,790, and the lights and sirens are estimated to cost $16,000. John Mapes joined the meeting by phone, and John went over the final updated budget numbers. Commissioner Thompson moved to advance the budget to Mapes and Miller for publishing as corrected. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Thompson moved to pay the mid-month vouchers. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried. And Commissioner Thompson moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:12 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly cloudy this morning, then partially cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the mid-80s with a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, there'll be increasing clouds and a slight chance of thunderstorms and a chance of showers after midnight. It'll be humid tonight with lows in the upper 60s and east winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour with the chance of rain 30%. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning and then partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. It'll be humid on Friday with highs in the lower 80s. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear and humid with lows in the mid-60s. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. On Sunday, sunny and hot with high around 100. On Monday, mostly sunny and hot with highs around 100. On Tuesday, there'll be decreasing clouds and hot with highs in the upper 90s. And on Wednesday, it should be partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms and a chance of showers in the afternoon with highs around 90. Currently, with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 100%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.06, and the current dew point is 66 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is proud to support the county fair, whether it's cheering on 4-H kids, enjoying the yummy fair food, or taking a spin on your favorite carnival ride. The county fair is a celebration of tradition, hard work, and hometown pride. United Northwest Federal Credit Union is honored to stand behind the families, volunteers, and youth who make it all happen. United Northwest Federal Credit Union, proudly supporting the Norton County Fair and the spirit of community it represents.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo spoke to the media on Tuesday after day two of training camp practice, and he talked about what it meant for George Karlaftis to get a long-term deal to stay with the team.
Yeah, I mean, probably the first thing that sticks out with George is his character. I mean, the one thing that Brett and Andy do a great job of, we bring in a lot of good character guys. That's huge, in my opinion, in today's pro sports. Because usually when you're a high-character guy, you're unselfish. George has got all of that. And then his ability and his intelligence. I mean, I can remember when Joe and I did the Zoom call with George, because I think he was the COVID draft. And you guys would remember better than me. And I just remember that came out in a Zoom interview, all of that, how much he loved football. High character guy. And Brett does a great job keeping those guys here.
Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Get set. to Rock the Plain. 2 days of the hottest country music, camping, and fun at Tuttle Creek State Park in Manhattan, August 8th and 9th, featuring Randy Rogers Band, Casey Donahue, Aaron Watson, never going out of Josh Abbott Band, and many more. Get your tickets, get camping information, and complete lineup at rocktheplain.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.